Martha Stewart is scheduled to be sentenced this morning for lying to investigators about a stock sale. The domestic diva was convicted in March of lying to the government about why she sold nearly 4,000 shares of ImClone Systems stock in 2001, just before the price of those shares plunged. Kirby Barra is a former federal prosecutor and author of Federal Sentencing for Business Crimes. He says Stewart will serve some jail time.
The judge could sentence her to 16 months in jail, 5 months in jail, or anything in between. In this case, federal sentencing guidelines give the judge very little discretion to go outside of 5 and 16 months. Only if a judge finds very unusual circumstances is a judge empowered to depart downward.
The judge has guidelines, and you said the judge doesn't have much leeway, but within these guidelines, what are the factors that she takes into account?
In this case, the judge might consider the fact that the government put on a witness who since is charged and accused of committing perjury during the trial of Martha Stewart. The judge might also consider the fact that one juror apparently lied to the court and to the parties in order to get on that jury. Beyond that, the judge just simply takes account of all the circumstances underlying a particular case, having sat through the trial, and comes up with a particular sentence.
So those factors, that perjury especially, was not enough to get her a new trial, but it may affect her sentence to some degree.
Within the discretion the judge retains, that could give the judge a reason to sentence at the low end of the range as opposed to the higher end.
You know, how much does celebrity impact sentences, either up or down, harsher or more lenient? Do celebrities within the range of sentences tend to get harsher sentences than average criminals?
There's no discernible pattern suggesting that celebrities are sentenced more harshly than others, but I have to say the glare of the camera lights can cause a judge to think twice before cutting a celebrity a break that they might give to someone more anonymous. More interesting question, I think, is at the prosecution stage. Prosecutors sometimes have a tendency to investigate celebrities more thoroughly and to make examples of celebrities than they would someone who was more anonymous. Prosecutors may charge a celebrity in a close case that they just wouldn't bring against a lesser-known person.
Which might be an argument Martha Stewart would have made some time ago, and was.
Yes.
Kirby Barra is the co-author of the book Federal Sentencing for Business Crimes. Thank you very much.
Thank you.